What is going on, gents? It's RPM here. The modern woman has made it crystal clear that they are not interested in the vast majority of men today. However, there is a silver lining. Men now have more options available to them. Pay for play, passports, monk mode, and of course, the synthetic companion. With so many brands out there, such as WM, JY, SE, and for gamers, Game Lady, you can find or build the perfect companion and continue to watch modern women experience this. The wall is undefeated. When you're ready, search the doll form to get started. RPM, I am out. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, as you know, I do like talking about the synthetic companion option. And I'm definitely going to be covering that option a lot more in the future. Why? Because slowly but surely, more and more men are deciding to explore this option. Now, I have a very interesting article that comes out of Thailand, of all places, that was published on the 22nd of February. Thai man finds soulmate in companion doll after wife leaves him for another man. Yeah. So what is this guy supposed to do? Well, according to current rules of engagement when it comes to the sexes, he's either supposed to go out and waste his time trying to find another woman or just go curl up in a corner and die. However, this man chose the other option. Nope. Let me go ahead and pull that back. Another option. The best option for him. A Thai man is advising single men to consider starting a relationship with a companion doll instead of dating real women. Personally, I simply say this. The synthetic companion should be a part of your deck. Yeah. Come on, brothers. We all know there's so many options out there for us. But unfortunately, we're shamed out of exploring said options. I say, oh, no, 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 no. No. Your life should not be a one-way street when it comes to the modern woman, which is what society wants to push. However, a guy like me, I live my life like a multi-lane highway. Yes, I'm still legally married to the meat sack. However, I still have the option of pay for play, which I thoroughly explained to her. I also have the option of the synthetic companion, which she was actually present when my first synthetic companion arrived. So yeah, and I still have the option of my passport. So gentlemen, do not try to let society box you in to a one-way lane in dealing with your sexual desires. As long as it's legal and no one is being hurt, explore every option available to you. He has lived with his silicone soulmate for 4 happy years so far. Keyword, gentlemen, happy. Do what makes you happy, irregardless of what everybody else around you might think. However, it's up to you to decide whether or not you're going to share said information, if you're going to kiss and tell. See, me, I ain't shit. So I have no problems. proudly saying, yep, I utilize pay for play. And yes, I still have my synthetic companion in my apartment. Got no problem with it. Why? Because I don't care about what everybody else thinks. After 54-year-old Kim's wife divorced him to be with her new husband in 2011, he was afraid to start a new relationship in case things didn't turn out well again. He spent a long time alone. He told reporters that he had previously had to resort to the country's mammoth prostitution industry to fulfill his sexual desires at 2,000 baht per time, something he concluded after a while was a complete waste of money. Yep, I thoroughly agree. Hey, I went through my time of going to the parlors, and yeah, I came to the same conclusion. However, nowadays, I only go once a month and only as a reward for me actually accomplishing something that I set out to do for that month. 4 years ago, Kim came across a silicone doll in a secondhand Japanese store for 30,000 baht, which once you actually do the exchange conversion, rounded up roughly $863. Not bad. The moment I saw her, I knew I was destined to buy her, he told reporters from his home in Northumberland Province. Kim named his new plastic companion Nong Pling. She's 160 centimeters tall and weighs 70 kilos. The initial investment might seem like a lot, but when you think about it, having a synthetic companion is far more economical in the long run because she doesn't eat, said Kim. Oh, that is hilarious. True, but hilarious. However, he mentioned the key thing, economics. See, in the long run, he figured it out. Yes, having a synthetic companion is going to save me money. Kim uses the money he has saved to buy Pling new wigs and outfits when he gets bored of her look. Before things got too serious, Kim decided to read up about companion dolls online. He read that the dolls are popular in Japan, and China has a rentable version too, where the dolls are often used instead of sex workers. He said he read about how the use of companion dolls reduces problems in society like rape and STDs. How many videos on synthetic companions have I mentioned those two things and how they are a great deterrent? However, you still have detractors who will say, well, if it looks like a child, then that means eventually they'll want a real child. However, there is still an article out there that I'm looking for about a guy in Japan who was a self-confessed, you know, pedo, and he outright said, yes, having this doll actually keeps me from going after children. A lot of people didn't want to have that conversation, but hey, somebody actually did have that conversation with him. Kim said he wipes down and cleans his synthetic companion with oil twice per year. He reiterated that the initial cost of 30,000 baht is not that expensive, especially when you compare the price to that of a boob job. Taking shots at the meatbag women. People pay 30,000 to 40,000 baht for breast implants, which is far less value for the money when you consider how much more silicone is required for a life-size doll, said Kim. Once the payment is made, that's it. He said he buys non-cling new outfits on Lazada. He said there are student uniforms, Japanese-style outfits, and many more options available. Kim decided to go public about his plastic love story because he hopes to destigmatize companion dolls in Thai society. He said he hopes to change people's perspectives to be more open about the societal benefits of companion dolls. The only problem is that dolls are quite hard to find in Thailand. He explains that the life he has with his doll is perfectly satisfying. She is there for him when he comes home and says farewell to her each morning when going to work, yet she doesn't incur any expense at all. No money for clothes, makeup, entertainment, or even day-to-day food expenses. Once again, this man is looking at the economical cost of his doll versus the real woman. Kim explains that when he comes back home from work tired, he is very happy to lie down and hug his doll to raise his spirits and chase away the loneliness he sometimes feels. Yes, gentlemen, having a synthetic companion can be very therapeutic, especially after a long day at work or any sort of stress you might have. Just cuddle up with your doll and just let it go away. He says it is infinitely better than buying sexual intimacy or going out to find company, which is also very expensive. He considers his relationship with his doll now as a permanent. Yep, like I said, a doll can be a temporary option or a permanent solution. In his case, he decided, yep, this is a permanent solution, and thinks that there will be no other woman for him as he enters old age. What more can I say, gentlemen? What more can I say? This man, he went through his tribulation. He said, you know what? I'm going to try the other options, you know, like pay for play and all that stuff. But then, once he found the item that made him happy, he went all in. Now, let me reiterate. The doll option is not for every man. We already know this. Just like the red pill is not for every man. We know this. However, gentlemen, I would always say, hey, just keep it in your toolbox. You know, I'm not going to say don't knock it until you try it, but I'm going to say don't knock it until you try it. And as usual, if you think you might want to go the doll route, I would humbly suggest start with something inexpensive. You know, the Kimber doll is like only $500. Yeah, start there. That way, you're not going to invest in a premium doll and then get bored of it eventually. But that being said, with so many new models and companies coming out, yeah, there are only two limitations. I always say, your budget and your imagination. So you can either find something pre-configured or you can go ahead and spend the money and build exactly what you want. Hell, I just got a new doll. Yep. Unfortunately, Kira had to go ahead and retire her. But hey, my new doll Chi-Chi got a new head for free. Oh, I'm good to go. But with that being said, gentlemen, another man has found happiness in the doll side. But I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And women around the world, believe you me, the power you think you have, is going out. Feminism is going out right along with it. As more and more men who decide to become single through their own choice or single through the woman he's in a relationship's choice, some of those men are going to explore the doll option. And yeah, ladies, you can't even compete with a TPE or silicone doll in the way of looks. So yeah, more competition for you, but it is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.